Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. And yes, glad to have you along with us here as we are continuing our study here on Reading the Word in the book of Exodus. My name is Justin Reed. As always, glad to have you along with us. Don't want to get too much in the introductions. Let's get right into God's Word. That's what we're here to do in this allotted time. We're in the 19th chapter of Exodus, and we've been studying Moses now for the better part of the year so far, the calendar year, that is. And where we are, we're in a group of lessons I've grouped together, chapter 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19, simply titled From the Sea to the Song to Sinai. Because the Israelites cross through the Red Sea in the 14th chapter of Exodus. We have that great song of Moses, and Miriam has a song as well in the 15th chapter. We see some other events that happen, and now we are at the Mount Sinai. The people have come. They are getting ready to approach the mountain of God. We need to remind ourselves up to this point in time that God's chosen people have never had a written word. God only communicated to the heads of the household. But here in the 20th chapter, which Lord willing we'll get to in our study today, we will see that they're going to begin to receive a written law. Join with me, if you will, in the book of Exodus chapter 19 and verse 1. This is Reading the Word. In the third month, now, If we go back a handful of chapters there to the 12th chapter, when God institutes the Passover, he renumbers their calendar. That signifies a new beginning for the nation of Israel. And so with the calendar being renumbered, that was day one, month one of year one. Now we're in the third month, which means we're actually 2 months out of Egypt. It says, when the children of Israel were gone out of the land of Egypt, the same day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. Now, what's interesting is they have been in and around Sinai before. In fact, Moses, it's also called Horeb, also called the Mount of God. Moses was tending the flocks of his father-in-law in and around the Mount of God, in and around Mount Sinai. But now this is going to be a different kind of experience here. It says in verse 2, that Israel camped before the mountain. They do not go upon it. The Moses went up, verse 3, unto God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, another way of saying Israel, this is what you'll tell the children of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak unto the children of Israel. See, friends, God has always wanted his people, his followers, his children, so to speak, to be unique, to be different, to be set apart, to not look like the rest of the world. We see that God tells Moses, this is what you will tell my people. This is what you'll tell the children. You have seen these people. You have seen what I have done, how I have bore you out, how I have kept you safe. He said, you'll be a peculiar people. Now, when Paul writes to the evangelist Titus, in the second chapter of Titus, verse 14, talking about Jesus Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. What does peculiar mean? It means different, friends. Today, we as Christians, we are not supposed to act like the world, think like the world, behave like the world, smell like the world, eat like the world. We're not supposed to be like the world, friends, because we've been called out of that darkness. We've been called into the light, so to speak. And even when God was getting ready to give the law to his children, he says, you can't look like those nations around you. Verse 9, the Lord said unto Moses, Lo, I come to thee in a thick cloud. The people may hear when I speak with thee, and they will believe thee forever. And Moses told all the words of the people unto the Lord. See, God is going to speak to Moses, although we know, we've been reading from the beginning of the book of Exodus, how God's been speaking to Moses. This is more going to benefit the people. See, the people are going to get to witness God speaking to Moses. They're going to get to witness this miraculous event that does not just happen on a daily basis. And so the Lord said unto Moses, verse 10, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow. Let them wash their clothes. Sanctify, literally to set apart. Be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds to the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves that ye go not up to the mount, nor that ye touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not be an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be a beast or man. It shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. Moses went down from the mount to the people, and the people sanctified themselves. They washed their clothes. He said to the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. They're not supposed to do anything. They're not supposed to have those sexual relations with a husband and wife for 3 days. Supposed to remain pure, to sanctify, to set apart, to get rid of the impurities in their lives. Why? Friends, they're getting ready to approach God Almighty in heaven. And we cannot approach God with impurities in our lives. We today as Christians are to sanctify, set ourselves apart. Jesus says, by the truth, the word of God is truth, John 17:17. So we need to sanctify ourselves. We're going to need to take a pause here in our study. When we come back, we're going to talk about a border that is being drawn around the mountain, and you better not cross this border. Stick around. More Reading the Word on the way next.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Well, thank you, Brother Dearman, and glad to have you with us once again as we're continuing our study now in the book of Exodus. And we're in Exodus chapter 19 here on Reading the Word, if you're just now joining us. And what we're doing is we're getting ready to go to Exodus 20, but we're still in chapter 19 where the people are approaching the Mount of God. They have not made it up to the mountain yet. They're not going up just yet. They've been told to sanctify themselves for 3 whole days to stay away from their wives, to stay away from impurities. They are to remain pure. And they set a boundary around the mountain. And God tells Moses, you better tell the people, I don't care if it's a man, I don't care if it's an oxen, I don't care if it's a dog or a cat or whatever animal you want to think it is. If anything crosses that boundary, he's to be stoned. See, you can't just approach God. You have to approach God when he lets you. Thankfully, today, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. He allows us to approach the Father. Now, notice verse 16, Exodus 19. It came to pass the third day in the morning, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet was exceeding loud, and all the people that was in the camp trembled. I'm not going to lie, I would probably be trembling too. A big cloud, a loud thunder, all these lightnings, this miraculous event happening here before the children of Israel. And they're smart enough to realize something's going on here. And the people basically are going to say, you might as well, Moses, just go on up there because we're almost too afraid. We'll stay down here and you go up there. Verse 21, the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze. Many of them perish. But he lets the priest also to sanctify themselves. Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou charged us, saying, set bounds, verse 23, around the mount, sanctify it. And the Lord said, away get thee down, and now you shall come up, you and Aaron, that's his older brother with him. But let not the priest, let not the people break through to come upon the Lord, lest he break forth from them. So Moses went down unto the people, and he spake unto them. They people knew, we cannot pass this boundary, or we shall surely die. Yet at the same time, when it's ready, they're ready to approach the mount, but it's only Moses and Aaron that get to go upon the mount. What are some lessons we learn? Well, First off, as we think about chapters 15 through 19 in whole, we should always praise God when He brings us deliverance. When we get through a battle, a place where we're going through in life that's maybe not the easiest, we should always praise the Lord. Friends, God truly does provide our needs. He provided that manna for them in the wilderness. They were hungry, and they did not go hungry anymore. We also learn that obedience to God results in receiving what He has promised. Promised those things to us, we receive them. We also learn, friends, we're not in this alone. We have faithful brothers and sisters to help. Don't think you're the only one living according to thus saith the Lord. Now make sure, first off, you're doing thus saith the Lord, not adding in your own stuff. But you're not alone. There are faithful brethren all over the world this very moment living faithful to the Lord. And finally, friends, we must be sanctified. We must be set apart. We must be in a pure, right state to approach God. Well, let's keep reading the Word, shall we, as we move on now to the Ten Commandments. And we find that in Exodus chapter 20. Now, you may be familiar driving around town. I've seen this maybe in a courthouse lawn, in a business window, on a pamphlet that's being handed out. Many people are so concerned with the Ten Commandments. And they were very important for the Israelites. They're not as important for us today, New Testament Christians. 9 of the 10 were brought forward to the New Testament. In other words, Jesus Christ mentioned them. A New Testament writer by inspiration mentioned them, made them spiritually binding. No, it's not binding upon us today, friends, is to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Now the Lord's holy day is the first day of the week. That's when we come together, Acts 20, verse 7, to break bread, to partake the Lord's Supper, to sing, to worship, to pray, to give, to edify, to build up one another. But the Ten Commandments were something that the Israelites would memorize. There were 10 commandments, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it's often been said between Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, there were 603 other commands. So 613 commands of the old law that they were to keep. But we see the 10 commandments, friends, that is the basis for the law of Moses. You may want to think of the Ten Commandments as forming the preamble. Maybe you've read the Declaration of Independence. Maybe you've read the U.S. Constitution. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, is how that begins. That is the preamble part. You might want to think the Ten Commandments being similar to that. Literally, you may have heard of it called the Decalogue. Deca meaning tens, why it's called decade for 10 years. Decalogue, log meaning words. Or laws, 10 laws. Literally, though, they would have called these the 10 words. And what I find interesting, friends, about the 10 commandments, there's 8 that are negative, and only 2 are positive, and the 2 positive are kind of back-to-back. We see that there needs to be a balance in our lives of positive and negative. Not saying get in the negative, but we need to be told not to do things, as well be told to do things. And there's really 2 divisions, and I always try to mention these when I'm presenting these lessons, or presenting anything from the Ten Commandments for that matter. There's 2 divisions. The first 4 commandments, which are found in verses 3 through 11, that's how I treat God. If I was an Israelite back then, it was, you know, don't take the name of the Lord thy God in name. Don't make anything after Him. Remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. There are things where it's me to God. How can these laws affect my relationship with my Creator? And then commandments 5 through 10, or verses 12 through 17, instead of going up horizontally, now I go out, or excuse me, vertically, now I go out horizontally. I go from commandments 1 through 4, how do I treat God, to commandments 5 through 10, how do I treat my fellow man? Thou shalt not kill, steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, bear false witness, covet, honor thy father and thy mother. Simple things like that, but that's my relationship to how I treat. Literally, it's man to man versus man to God. So the Ten Commandments, that's why it sets the groundwork. That's why, friends, it's the preamble, because it's the groundwork upon everything else that the law would consist of. And I tell you what we're going to do, because I'm watching that clock. I do not want to run out of time. Would you do me a favor? Would you set your clock? Join us a week from now, same time, same place. We're going to study. We're going to begin the Ten Commandments. And what we're going to do, and I don't know if you've ever been in a lesson or been in a class where it's presented this way, I'm not going to read the whole thing and say that's it. We're going to go commandment by commandment and study them and see how they were binding for them and make an application for us today as well. Hope you'll join us next time. Until then, may the good Lord bless you. May He keep you. Please continue to pray. Thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.